morning, and glad especially to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope you'll come back. Also, a special welcome. I've seen some college students who are back for after the semester, so welcome them back as well. Semesters are winding up, so one of the important things that I wanted to tell you today is that as the seminary semester winds down, that means a couple of things. One is that next week is Logan's last week here with us. Okay, and the other thing is at the end of the seminary year, they actually give out awards for different things. And I wanted to share that with you because one of the awards they give out is called the Wigiot Award. Now, you're thinking, what in the world is that? That's inspired by Dr. Tony Everett, who's sitting right back here. It means, where is God in all this, is what that means. But the award is given for excellence in pastoral care and in relational abilities, building relationships among people and stuff like that. It's usually given to one student, but this year it was given to two students. And this is important for me to share this with you because the two students who received that award this year were Molly Markley, who happens to be here today. And Joanna Gregg. And I share that with you because I want to highlight for you your significant role in raising up people and helping to shape and form them as rostered leaders in the ELCA. I think them getting this award is a testament to them, certainly, and how wonderful they are, but also to you and to the ways you have shaped and helped form them. And so congratulations, Molly and Joanna in absentia. But we're proud of you, and did you tell me this is probably going to be your last time here? Next Sunday will be your last time with us, yeah. Molly's looking for Carl, so anyway, and she has Carl with her, to whom she will be married soon. Yeah. Yeah. And if that's not enough, Sarah's back. Hey, Sarah. I was just going to be nice and say we missed having you here. Yeah. Let us prepare for worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen.
Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you joys beyond understanding. Pour into our hearts such love for you that, loving you above all things, we may obtain your promises, which exceed all we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Would the children please come forward? Good morning, everybody. Can you see what I have here?
Bubble wrap.
Yeah, that's fun, isn't it? You can go pop, 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 pop. No, that's all right. All right, wait, I got to get up. This is important, bubble wrap. Because when Mr. Preston was a little boy, he would constantly go outside and get hurt. Have you ever seen that happen? He'd skin a knee. He would hurt his arm. Actually, I might not be talking about Mr. Preston. I might be talking about about me. Have you ever had that where you go outside and fall down and get hurt? And that happens a lot, doesn't it? And sometimes with my mother, what she would say is, when I send you outside, I just might as well wrap you in bubble wrap. Because if I was wrapped up in bubble wrap, or Mr. Preston was wrapped up in bubble wrap, or you were wrapped up in bubble wrap and you fell down, what would happen?
You don't get hurt.
You don't get hurt. That's exactly right. Yeah, that would be so cool, wouldn't it? It'd be kind of hot, it seems like to me, wrapped up into bubble wrap. But, yeah, but you wouldn't get hurt. You wouldn't skin your elbows or your knees or fall down and get hurt. You'd be walking around like this maybe all day, But you would be protected. And I wanted to share that with you today because we want to talk about God's love a little bit like that. Just a little bit like this bubble wrap. God watches over us. He loves us constantly. And it's like he's got his arms around us. And we're protected. God watches over us and will always take care of us. We don't have, I mean, that doesn't mean we're not going to fall down and skin our elbows or something like that. But we know that God loves us. I just have to tell y'all, there are three young babies up here and they're all just staring at me like, wow. Wow. You know? But that's great. That's what I want you to remember. God loves each and every one of us. And we can rest and relax in God's care. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for wrapping us in your love, for watching over us, and for assuring us that we are yours. Keep us daily in your love. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Acts. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord. A reading from 1 John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. The Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I had heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let's see. Now, how does that song go? We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our... Wait a minute. And they'll know we are Christians by our... No. I can't think of the word. Oh, wait a minute. I think I have it. And they'll know we are Christians by our lungs, by our lungs. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our lungs. Yeah, that's it. They'll know by how we shout and stammer about Jesus. We'll talk the talk, and that will be all that's needed. We can talk about our faith and how pious and righteous we are, and then all that talk will show people how they aren't up to our standard. That's how they'll know for sure. We'll just shout about Jesus louder and louder, and that'll fix everything and end all the divisions and problems and struggles in the world, and we'll have that peace and unity that the song talks about. We'll shout about Jesus till we're blue in the face. More lung power, that's what's needed. Only maybe that's not how the song goes. Maybe our world needs us to listen instead of to shout, to serve instead of to condescend. Maybe if shouting is all we do, everybody will tune us out. No, that can't be right. Let me try again. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our... And they'll know we are Christians by our lusts, by our lusts. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our lusts. That must be it. They'll know we're Christians by our lusts, by the things we want and the things we acquire. We'll show them. We'll spend our time going after the things that make us happy. We'll go after the things that are fun, that put everything else second. We'll have the best of everything, the best labels, the best name brands. As long as it's fun and it's what we want, that's what will guide our decisions and our actions. And when there's nothing better to do, we could even go to church or maybe even help out those who are starving or poor, but only for just a little while, because too much would spoil the party. Only... maybe that's not how the song goes. Maybe our world needs us to give instead of to acquire, to care instead of to be careless. Maybe if acquiring is all we do, all we'll end up with is what we have. No, that can't be right. Let me try again. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each one's dignity and save each one's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our looks, by our looks. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our looks. That's got to be it. We know who we are and who they are, and really anybody should be able to tell just by looking at us. We welcome anybody who's just like us. In fact, we've made it clear to everybody that we're here, and if they want what's here, and they are our kind of people, and if they wear the right clothes, and if they have a good job, and if they can contribute to the budget, and if they have a good social standing, and if their kids do well in school, and if they dress nicely, and if they fit in, then they're welcome. We've got a nice-looking building that anyone would be proud of. And we've got people in our pews who come in and mumble some words on Sundays and endure a sermon. And it's pretty clear that we have here what being a Christian means. Only, maybe that's not how the song goes. Maybe looking the part is not all there is to it. Maybe our world is waiting for us to go there instead of us waiting for them to come here. To welcome by caring, by serving, by inviting. Maybe if being here is all we do, this is all we'll ever be. Nah, that can't be right. Let me try one more time. All praise to the Father from whom all things come, and all praise to Christ Jesus, His only Son, and all praise to the Spirit who makes us one, and they'll know we are Christians by our, and they'll know we are Christians by our. How will they know?
Gathered together as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
Creator of heaven and earth, I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of glory and grace, what a comfort it is to be able to lean into your care, to feel you enfold us in your arms of love, to know that you watch over us and walk before us in life. You have made us, O God, and we are yours. May our lives respond in praise and worship through all our words and deeds. Lord, in your mercy, loving God, great is your faithfulness. In all of life, help us to trust you more. As we struggle and wrestle with our worries and anxieties, help us to know that you are by our side and that the power of our fears is nothing compared with the power of your love. Help us to turn our troubles over to you in complete trust. Fill our lives, O Comforter, and give us your peace. Lord, in your mercy, God of compassion, in so many ways we need you. Be with those who are sick, those who mourn, those who are alone, those who are afraid. Touch our world with your healing hand. Bless those in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Help us to be your hands of love and mercy in our world. Lord, in your mercy, Prince of Peace, touch our world with your peace. Where there is strife and conflict, where there is natural disaster, where greed and selfishness reign, where death and loss and deprivation are ways of life, in those places where it's hard sometimes to see you, make yourself known and transform our world. Guide the leaders of our world to lead toward you. Transform our broken world into your wholeness. And give us your peace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Merciful God, be known to us, O Lord, in the breaking of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples. Receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna. Living and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world, through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
that looks like that's from the can. I know it's surprise.